A Canterbury man has been prepped for surgery five times, only to have his operation cancelled at the last minute each time, due apparently to a shortage of anaesthetic technicians. Self-employed Hanmer man Robin Cook broke his leg after falling off a ladder more than a week ago. Since then, he's been in Christchurch Hospital in an overflow bed waiting for surgery. The health system in Canterbury has been described as in crisis, with only 73% of planned surgeries currently being completed in the region, due largely to workforce shortages, particularly of anaesthetic technicians. Well, joining us now is Robin's partner, Sue Mercer. Hi, Sue. What is the latest? Has he managed to have surgery yet?
Yes, he's just apparently come out of theatre.
That must be a relief for you.
Oh, it sure is. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, tell us a bit about that. How has this week, past week, been? Thinking one day he was going to get an operation and then all of a sudden not.
It's just so frustrating, and it's because, you know, just getting prepped every day we go through, but to think he's done this five times, and it's just a disappointment. I'm very conscious of him taking up a bed that someone else could be using, far more important for surgery, and we just want to get the operation done and get him out and into recovery. And at this stage, it's been, well, it's delayed his healing program now for a whole week.
And so what would happen each time they said he was going to surgery?
Just once again, it's just been cancelled because they're short of the technicians. And to me, that really concerns me because these poor surgeons, I mean, they can't do their job without these anaesthetic technicians, and I'm so worried that they're going to end up leaving because of the frustration.
And are there any consequences for his recovery because of the delay getting the surgery?
Well, you do have to question that because it's actually 10 days ago since he broke his leg, and I have got concerns for later on, you know, whether his knee, this is going to cause problems later on. It's got to be, you know, have some implication from being delayed so long.
And was he pretty uncomfortable during that time waiting, pain-wise?
Oh, he's very much uncomfortable, very, very sore.
Yeah.
And then it's risks with blood clots. It's just a very frustrating time.
So was he being given medication to prevent that as a consequence of having to wait and wait and wait?
Yes, but he will also need to take aspirin after this anyway because of not being able to be mobile after this operation too.
You raised the concern that he was not occupying a bed that could potentially have gone to someone who had more serious issues and needed to be in hospital, but he wasn't even on the orthopaedic ward, or hasn't been, has he? What was the situation there?
Well, I have heard that in the new hospital there are two orthopaedic wards and they're absolutely full. And then so all these other orthopaedic patients are all scattered through the other wards throughout the hospital. So Robin has ended up in the ENP department. So
ear,
nose and throat.
So were you exploring other options and what other options were there?
I actually rang ACC and begged them, look, can they not do anything? You know, this, it's not happening here. He's a self-employed person. He's paid his ACC levies for years. Surely they can do something, but nothing could be done. We've got the staff apologising, the lovely nursing staff apologising. I mean, why should they be apologising? It should be coming from the management because this is where the whole issue is from, and I would love to see the faces behind these management people. And, you know, I think we're all owed an apology. They, you know, it's so bad.
So what would you say to them?
I just think that they need to face up to how the patients are suffering. They've obviously had an issue, which was from last year, so we're now a quarter away through this new year, and still now people are still leaving. They're still leaving. So why haven't they fixed it?
And overall, the service you've had, what do you make of it?
Well, I mean, you can't blame the circumstances all this nursing staff are working under at the moment. We're just hang in there each day, and I do go in and help. I mean, I help shower him and what else I could do. So,
It sounds like it's been an incredibly stressful situation. All the best for Robin's recovery, and thank you so much for joining us. That is Sue Mercer. Her partner has been in hospital for over a week waiting for surgery on a broken leg, prepped 5 times for surgery, cancelled 5 times because of, insufficient staff.